Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Those are some weapons that'll create some stress for some pitchers and opposing teams. So, we're starting to get a sense of what this lineup can look like, and I think it can be certainly a more productive one than it's been in the past. And you know, the threat of the home run is sometimes just as powerful as the actual home run with what it can do for the entirety of a lineup.
White Sox.
White Sox are doing interesting things right now to add to an interesting roster, and for an organization which has had three straight seasons of 100 losses.
It hits hard. It hits hard.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Because we want that to stay old stuff. And if we don't bring up the past enough, we will hurt ourselves in the future. Isn't that the line?
I
did some form of it correctly, I think, just now. It's Rahimi, Harris, and Grody on The Score. Gabe Ramirez is in today. And yes, you just heard the voice of the White Sox general manager, Chris Getz. In that particular cut, he was talking about the White Sox signing of Munetaka Murakami to a 2-year, $34 million deal. This is a very interesting signing. He's a 25-year-old lefty, power-hitting first baseman from Tokyo, Japan. He's big, 6'2", 213 pounds, got big power, had a 56 home run season in 2022. He's had four other 30 home run seasons, 8 years in Tokyo. First baseman, can play some third. The critique on him, people are like, how did he choose the White Sox? Why did he think why did he go to the Yankees or the Red Sox or the Dodgers or Toronto, which all of a sudden thinks it's the new Los Angeles Dodgers? Why wouldn't he do that? Lot of GMs and operations directors not quite sold on the hit tool, very high strikeout rate, and the defense is a little bit suspect as well, they say. So there have been other teams that have stayed away from Munetaka, but I think the White Sox are in a position to take a chance like this.
Yeah, I think when you're looking at him initially, the swing and miss stuff obviously is an issue, right? I mean, it was projected that he was going to get a contract somewhere like in the 8-year, 100 and something, $60-70 million range. So for it to go down to 2 years, $34 million, certainly a steal for the Chicago White Sox, at least in their minds. Because obviously, when you bring them into an organization, the hope is that you're going to be able to fix some of that stuff, right? With your hitting coaches that you're bringing in. Obviously, the White Sox moved on, I believe, from both their hitting and pitching coach this offseason. Bringing in new guys, getting them to... Then the threat. I mean, you heard Chris Guts mention it. I think Chris Guts has done a phenomenal job since taking over as GM of the Chicago White Sox, where you are putting someone in that lineup that you are at least fearful of. I think a lot of times, like even last year at the tail end of the season, Colson Montgomery, he was hitting homers, and then finally they started to pitch different because they weren't scared of anyone in that lineup. So when you get Mooney in there with the potential to hit some bombs, and you got a short porch out there at Comiskey or Cellular or Great Field, and you know maybe he can do some damage. But I think it was a great signing.
So you're on a Mooney basis with him already. Listen, I hear Mooney, and I'm thinking Darnell Mooney. I don't think we're ready to just throw Mooney out as a nickname. Let's use his name for a couple days. Let's not take the cheap route, folks.
All right,
man deserves to have his full name said.
Let me drop some names.
Okay.
So yesterday, you know, on the Chicago Lead on CHSN, myself, David Hall, Ruthie Polinsky, I was able to have Chuck Garfine on the show, and we were talking about Mooney.
Oh, okay.
And he said he is calling him.
Oh, so he is. So
Mooney.
He is the voice.
And
he is
so
the voice of record. So
you know,
so Chuck
official pre-imposed, and you know,
Chuck does have some power
shout
in
out
these
Chuck.
Places.
Chuck's a great guy.
Love
man.
Chuck. He is the
love chatting with us. But but he was saying how big of a deal this is, right? To have him on this squad, this White Sox team, and what it also does is it allows you, if you're a free agent, trying to look for a destination. The other reason he came, and Chuck was talking about this, was the ability to play every day with not a lot of pressure on him, right? He gets to come over. He doesn't have to go to the Yankees or the Dodgers and perform at a high level and maybe lose his confidence as a 25-year-old. He signs a 2-year deal with the White Sox. If he performs well, he gets to sign a new contract at 27.
He'll be going to the Dodgers.
Right, and going to the Dodgers
so,
anyway.
So it's just a farm system stop.
And then here's a little tidbit. Some of his representation, Shingo Takatsu. Does that name do anything for you?
Well, of course. He was a huge part of, well, I wouldn't say, not a huge part of what the White Sox did, but he was a closer on the championship White Sox team.
Yes. So he is someone who's in the circle of Mooney Minnetaka.
And okay.
He said good things about him, as did.
Nice work, Shingo.
As did Shota Imanaga, Shohei Ohtani, who said that. That thought the White Sox were a good organization, but that it was just cold.
Shohei Ohtani said that?
That it was just cold.
Okay,
no, it was cold as hell when he came over here.
I was gonna say.
Those are two
White Sox are a good organization. You gotta say it through gritted teeth sometimes.
You gotta say it through gritted teeth.
Brody. Like, look, hey, am I not the one?
Is that a Cubs shirt underneath the ISU? It's blue. It's blue.
It's the Chicago Radiothon, so it's kind of a Cubs. Am I not the person who backstage said, guys, I want to talk White Sox today?
I'm getting defensive and I'm admitting it. So
right.
You're
projecting negativity on me. That's not even there.
I'm in tune with my own feelings. I am getting defensive.
Okay. Yeah, you are. Oh, yeah. You're doing all this in your hand. How am I doing today with body language? Do I look comfortable?
Haven't even noticed it.
Wow.
Until this very moment. All right. So who else?
Yeah. So they add that to, you mentioned one of the guys. This is the interesting roster that he's been added to of Colson Montgomery, of Kyle Teal,
killers,
of Edgar Caro,
gamers,
of Miguel Vargas,
fun to watch,
home run hitter, Chase Meidroff. If you want to throw him into the
dirty jersey guy.
So to add to all of that, you've got your Mooney.
It's okay,
Mooney Morris.
Hey, Gertie. Yeah. It's okay, man.
Okay,
Mooney.
Okay.
Yeah, you're there.
No, I just think sometimes people take the easy way out. You can't just, like,
He likes it. He's a fun guy.
I know, but our audience has no idea who this guy is. And when they hear Mooney,
they're
going to
love
like,
him, and they're going to call him Mooney immediately.
I don't doubt any of that, but just for 48 hours, I think that we should go without the nickname. Can we do that?
No,
it's not going to happen. Yeah. Okay, here you go, Gabe. From Jeff Passan. There's more. There's more, dude. More spending. This is the words of Jeff Passan. More spending from the White Sox. They signed left-handed reliever Sean Newcomb to a 1-year, $4.5 million deal. That's per the White Sox, so this is actually out there. Newcomb was, as Jeff says, was arguably the best left-handed reliever on the market. 48 games last year, Gabe, between Boston and Oakland, 2-1 with a 1.25 ERA.
Okay, so he missed a lot of games.
Missed a lot of games, yes. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Joy Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. So this is your breaking news, by the way. I'm not going to something more significant now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Love that. And yeah. I love the fact that they're adding him. Listen, for two reasons. One, if in fact he becomes a pivotal piece of the White Sox rotation on the back end, you love that. And if for whatever reason the White Sox are, you know, not in contention, and there's going to be a lot of teams that would be interested in a left-handed reliever to bolster their bullpen at the tail end of a season while they're making a playoff run. So it could turn into something. And the White Sox have done a good job of flipping capital in that way over
the
years.
It's the name of the game, right?
So, yeah, you got to know what you got to do. So,
okay. All right.
I like it.
You hold on a second. Can I ask you a question? I know you love it when I
Can
ask
I
you
ask you a question?
I go first, though.
All right.
Okay. Ready? You're. I'm the boss here today.
You're right.
I was going to say you're the guest, but you're not a guest. You're not a guest. You're Gabe
This is
Ramirez.
Your show. This is your show, Greg.
Do you think the White Sox will be flipping Sean Newcomb this year?
Yes.
Really? So there's not going to be an uptick for the White. They're not going to have a winning season this year, is what you're saying? So
I think that Chris Getz is making intelligent moves for his baseball team.
Okay.
And that comes in the form of the best left-hander that's available that maybe nobody wants to pay on the $4
million. You're not ready to commit to the question that I'm asking you, are you? You're not ready.
Are they going to flip him? Yes. Yeah. No, the answer is yes.
That was the question. Okay, right? So you did say that. But that's saying, you admit that you're saying.
See, then you asked a second question. So okay. Now it's my turn.
Sir, right. Okay. It sounds to me like you're saying that would mean, right, that the White Sox are not good, which is mean,
whoa,
right?
Whoa.
Because if they're good, they're going to keep Sean Newcomb. Why would they flip him if they're good?
We have to see.
Okay.
But if I were to put a percentage on it, a probability, it would be lean more towards them moving.
That's a very nice way to put. What was your question for me? What would you like to know?
What have the Cubs been doing?
Oh, you want to know about the Cubs? Wow, now you're pandering to me.
We all like to get pandered to.
Yes, we do. I completely accept it. We are taking all of your panderings. So I started to think about the Cubs yesterday because of what the Cardinals have been doing, and the Cardinals would appear to be unloading after a 78-84 season last year, a season in which the Cardinals had, I don't know if they had poor attendance, but it certainly wasn't good relative to what St. Louis is used to. I remember watching the Cubs at the Cardinals in some big series this year and being like, where is everybody? Like seeing bald spots at Busch Stadium, to me, that is like
swaths of red were missing.
And it was jarring to me. So the Cardinals are acting accordingly. Obviously, they have a new GM. And they have, if you didn't see it, if it got past you and all the Bears elation, the Cardinals traded Wilson Contreras to Boston for right-hander Hunter Dobbins and a couple of minor league pitchers. And if it also got away from you a couple of days ago, I don't know when it was exactly. It obviously got away from me. The Cardinals traded Sonny Gray to Boston. You see two teams acting and going in different ways based on having disappointing seasons. Boston's like, let's just just jack this thing up. Cardinals are like, you know what? We're going to try to do this the right way this year. But they do that. So it just makes me think about the division, and that truly it doesn't feel like the Cardinals are going to be a team to be reckoned with maybe for a year or two before they get their bleep back together. So the urgency goes up for me in my mind about what the Cubs are doing or not doing right now.
I find the Cardinals to be similar to like the Minnesota Twins, where even when they try to deplete their team, they somehow find a way to get some baseball guys on their squad and compete at a high level. And I feel like over the last couple of seasons, you and I have been talking about this, and we felt that way. Well, Cardinals aren't going to be in this conversation. And then, sure enough, midway point of the season, they're two games back.
Right.
And the Cubs are in third.
They were in the party, but it never felt like they were going to stay in the party.
Fair.
Yeah.
Fair. But they find a way to.
It hurts me to say this is like they have stumbled a bit in the last decade.
Yeah.
But we know it's a good organization. They are going through changes. I'm very intrigued to see what they come up with.
Do you think the Cubs become complacent because they feel the pathway to a division winner is easier?
I hope not. That's not where my brain was going. My brain was going, act with incredible urgency right now. Yeah. Because things are going to get tougher in the next couple. You never know with Cincinnati, but I don't think that they're going to make a big blast. Pirates, we know, are not going to, despite their offer or acting like they were interested by offering a deal to Kyle Schwarber at one point in time. So it's a two-team race still, I think, for the next couple of years in the National League Central, and it's not crazy to think that the Cubs could leapfrog the Milwaukee Brewers with some good moves, with so many big free agents still sitting there right now for everybody to take.
Yeah, I think after the playoff run last year, the Cubs really should just be looking at the NL as a whole. Or who are the top teams in Major League Baseball as opposed to small peanuts, Milwaukee and Cincinnati. I'm just saying. They've gotten to that point where they've been able to surpass them. And now it's looking at the bigger picture. I don't want them looking horizontally making those moves.
No doubt. And I know it's going to go beyond Tyler Austin, Caleb Thielbar, and Hobie Milner, whom I'm missing in terms of the augmentation so far. It's going to go bigger than that. But you still have Eugenio Suarez and Cody Bellinger and Kyle Tucker and Alex Bregman, Framber Valdez, Zach Gallen, all those names are still out and available on the market. So we shall see. I just feel like the Cubs have a real chance to win the division next year if they make a few really strong moves. All right, we take a break, and when we come back, it's halftime, and we're talking about going to games, man. Let's go road tripping next on Raheemy, Harris, and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.